Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
I'm not sure if you're familiar with the ITV game show, The Chase. Should be, it's on all the time. If not, basically it's a very popular quiz show where contestants compete against a professional quiz expert known as The Chaser, who tries to prevent the contestant from winning any money. The Chaser always seems to know everything about everything, or so it would seem. Well, the latest Chaser to join the team is an Irishman called Dara Ennis, and he joins me now on the line from Oxford, I think. Dara, how are you doing? Are you all right?
Yeah, great. Thanks for having me on, Dave. And it's great to be an opening act for Gary Newman.
Yeah, Gary Newman's coming next, actually. Wait, don't tell me. Wait a minute. What vintage are you? Were you a fan of Gary Newman?
Not so much. I'm a little bit too young for that. I'm 40. So it's just when I was just getting into music, he was around.
When he was having his huge number ones, that was 40 years ago. Yeah, exactly. Although he's having a bit of a resurgence in the last 20 years, I can tell you. Anyway, not here to talk about that, although that might come up as some kind of a question on The Chase. Who knows? Yeah. Okay, so you are from Dublin, is that right?
Yeah. I grew up in Rathcoole, and I lived there until I moved to Maynooth for college in 99 or 2000.
Okay, and how long have you been away from home?
I moved away in 2008, on New Year's Eve 2008, actually. I moved to Canada and lived there for a few years, and I've been in Oxford now for almost 8 years.
And where were you in Canada?
Montreal. A nice place, but the winters are killer.
Really?
Oh, minus 40 outside, it's horrible.
The winters are killer, but the summers are good, are they?
Yeah, well, it's roasting hot, if you don't mind that. Yeah,
what you mean. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we are Irish. We like it somewhere in the middle. Anyway, a full-time role. Is The Chaser a full-time role, first of all?
No, not for me. So it is for some of the others. They do it, well, mostly full-time. But I have a full-time job as a scientist in the university here. That's why I live in Oxford.
Wait a minute. You're in the biochemistry department. I have to ask, have you been busy developing a vaccine for you-know-what?
No, that's across the road from us. We have been doing some COVID research, but trying to understand how it works rather than looking for vaccines. So that's being headed up by Professor Gilbert, the vaccine group across the road.
All right. So you're now a postdoctoral researcher at the biochemistry department at Oxford University in London, and you have time to be doing a chaser, yeah? That's okay.
It's not too bad. So I talked to my boss, Ilan Davis. He's the head of our lab, and I took a small cut in my contract for the extra days I'd need. But at the moment, it's only part time. It's only sort of 20 or 30 days a year.
All right. Okay. Now, I mean, I know that I presume they have to go real fishing for a proper chaser person because you have to kind of know everything. They didn't have to go far to pick you. You were a contestant on the program a few years ago.
Yeah, I was on the show a good few years ago now. I think we recorded it nearly 5 years ago, 4.5 years ago. And I did really well. And a couple of days later, they just called me up and asked me to audition. So I did. And it's all worked out since. There was quite a few people being auditioned, but I made it through in the end.
You made it through in the end. And did you beat The Chaser?
I beat Paul, which was a major achievement because at that point, Paul was just on his run up to becoming the British quiz champion. So I was very, very happy with that.
Wow, and how much is it a team?
There were four of us on the team, so we shared a prize pot of 6,300 between the four of us.
Very good. So you're the newest addition to the Chaser team since Jenny the Vixen Ryan. That's a long time ago.
Yeah, that was more than 5 years ago now that Jenny joined in. So it's been a while. Yeah.
All right. Okay. So just even becoming a contestant 3 or 4 years ago, how does one do that?
Oh, you just apply. They're always looking for contestants because they need, we record, a couple of hundred shows a year, more, and they need five contestants, four and one backup for each one. So they need more than 1,000 contestants every year.
All right. Because I don't know if you saw, what was it called? Was it called Quiz? I think it was, which was a four-part series about your man who coughed during Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Yeah.
And what I didn't realise was just all of these people who apply for Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, they're all just quiz persons every day of the week. They're all in quiz groups and that's all they do.
Yeah, this is largely what I do now. I'm on three different quiz teams. In fact, this morning I was on one of the Ireland teams in the Quiz World Cup against a team from Singapore. That was at 10 o'clock this morning because of the time difference.
Right, okay, so the Quiz World Cup. And how did you do?
We got beaten this time. So we just, questions didn't fall our way and we ended up losing. Very tough quiz though. But these guys are really good as well. The kind of people who are in this competition are all into quizzes, so it's good fun. But we got fairly heavily beaten this morning.
I see. I'm sorry to hear that. So, when you were on as a contestant, that's one thing, and then they contact you to kind of be, you know, on this thing now that you're doing. So, if you're a chaser now, I mean, when did they get in touch with you, and how long afterwards did they tell you that you had the gig?
Oh, that was quite a while. So they contacted me nearly straight away after recording. So that would have been sort of 2016-ish.
Wow.
And yeah, it's a good while ago. And I went in for just a few interviews, but that took place over a few months. Sort of, I'd come back, and then they set me up training. So set me up with lots of questions and things I needed to study, and I had to keep coming back until I was ready to go on the show. But the show that aired was recorded more than a year ago, so it was recorded in October last year. So it's not up to now. This isn't that show wasn't recorded any time recently.
All right. So when you get a phone call all that time later, did you think it was a joke?
Oh yeah. I thought it was either my friends in Rathcoole or my youth friends from Maynooth winding me up, because they knew I'd been on the show, and I thought they'd got someone to call me. But it turned out it was Helen, one of the producers. So
right. So okay. So you knew it was real. Okay. Well, the first episode aired this week, didn't it?
Yeah, it went out on ITV in the UK on Thursday evening, Thursday evening, and then Friday afternoon on Virgin Media One.
And I presume there's all sorts of social distancing going on, but there would be anyway, because you have to stay away from other people, don't you?
Yeah, so this is, at the time there wasn't, because that was recorded, obviously, pre-pandemic. But now that we're back recording in the studio, the producers have a really difficult job of isolating everybody. And we're all in bubbles, and we all stay away. We all do, everybody's wearing masks backstage, and we just take them off when we go on camera. And it's not too bad for the chaser, because your place in the studio is up high, and it's more than 2 meters away from anyone anyway. But yeah, it's much more challenging now. But they're working around it. They changed the set and how they do things backstage to be very careful.
But there is, there's big secrecy involved as well. I mean, do you have flunkies to get you everything you need?
I do, and I find it very difficult. So I'm not allowed out of my dressing room without getting a green light from someone, just in case a contestant walks by and sees me. Because the whole point at the start of the show is they don't know who we're up against, and that's kept really secret backstage. So if I want to get a cup of tea or a drink, I have to call someone to go and get it for me, which I find really unusual, because I'm not used to that kind of treatment.
Right, but you are allowed to go to the loo by yourself, yeah?
Oh, there's a loo in the dressing room.
Ah, fantastic. Know, so. Phew. Okay, so what was it like first day on the set? I mean, do you get nervous when the cameras are rolling?
Not too bad. I don't really get stage fright. I get I get a bit of an adrenaline rush. It's kind of like, I was never any good at sport, but sort of before you play a football game or something where you get a bit hyped up. So I'm not nervous, not frightened. I was just really excited. I'm ready to get going.
Right. So you have a group hug with yourself and a pep talk. Okay. So what did you actually do to study for the chase?
I do a lot of study every day. So I spend about 2 or 3 hours most days reading quiz books, memorizing lists, learning things the periodic table, reigns of kings and queens, who won the Oscars, all that kind of stuff, things that come up a lot. And I'm on three different quiz teams. So I do 3 competitive quizzes a week at least, if not more. And I write a lot of quizzes for people, because since the Zoom quiz craze kicked in, I've written an awful lot of quizzes for different people around Ireland and around the UK.
And are there any subjects of which you really are pretty useless at? If there was royal family questions, even having seen The Crown, I'd be completely lost. Or particularly English kings and queens and history and that kind of thing. I wouldn't know one from the other. So are you bad at anything? Or would you be giving that away now? Would that be a bad idea to tell me that?
The questions just come up. So my mother's a history teacher, and she was a history teacher, so I'm very good at history. Right. It's probably my best subject, and I've adapted that and I've expanded it to English history. But music passed about 2005-ish. I'm pretty poor on, because I kind of settled in my music tastes when I was younger. And popular culture stuff, I'm rubbish on soaps, I'm rubbish on reality TV, all that kind of stuff has just passed me by.
Jeez, you sound like me. Okay, so just soaking all the knowledge. Are you good at it? Are you one of these people who reads a Charles Dickens book and can quote the damn thing back after one read?
Well, not quite that, but I've got a spectacular memory. People in Maynooth used to get really mad at me, because I'd wander into exams and it would all just come back to me, and I never really had to work that hard. Right. If I do a bit of work, it tends to stick. I have a very good memory.
Very good. And like the one you're strong in is history. Is your mother still a history teacher?
No, she's retired. She was in Pierce College in Crumlin for years, she retired a few years ago. I think she'd had enough.
So I presume you've no idea of what kind of questions that you're going to be asked, do you?
No, absolutely zero. This is the thing that comes up a lot. People say it's a fix and a fraud, but it would actually be a crime. It would be fraud if we did that. People quiz have. So there's an independent company headed by Olivia van der Werf, a lovely woman called Beyond Dispute, in the studio at all times, and they make sure it's done fairly, that there's no shenanigans going on, everybody gets the correct amount of time, all that kind of thing. So it's really scrupulously fair. I have no idea what's coming up.
And is there any kind of non-disclosure agreement stuff? Like, what do you sign? I mean, like, are you allowed to associate with the team that draft the questions? I presume not even on social media, no?
No. We're not allowed to be social media friends. We're not allowed. We're not allowed to meet each other unless there's other people present. We're not allowed to have any real interaction with them as a group, because obviously they're around the studio. If we're all sitting at a big lunch table at lunch in the canteen, you can chat to them. But we're not allowed to talk about questions or anything.
And what about Bradley Walsh? What's he like, the presenter?
Brad is amazing.
Oh, it's Brad now, is it? That didn't take long.
No. If you ever come to the studio, he introduces himself. He says, "Don't call me Bradley. Don't call me Mr. Walsh. It's Brad. Brad. Oh, he likes me." So he's a really genuinely lovely guy, and he is unbelievably funny. He has the whole studio eating out of his hand right from the second he walks in. He's a very big personality. He's the real star of the show. It's not us. It's definitely.
Sounds like you're the real star of the show. Listen, congratulations, Dara, and have a great time doing it. It sounds like you deserve it as well. It is Dara Ennis, studied in Maynooth. He's from Dublin, from Rathcoole. Just first episode of The Chaser aired on Thursday at 5 p.m. on ITV, Friday Virgin Media 1, that is, at 2 p.m. And the episodes air Monday to Friday, 5 p.m. on ITV, 2 p.m. Virgin Media on a daily basis thing. So listen, thanks a million for talking to us, Dara, and the very best of luck with the whole thing. Sounds fantastic.
It was great. Thanks very much for having me on, Dave.
Good luck. See you, Dara.
Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.